What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, you can't do the London game.
It just feels unfair.
He started his first game in London.
I mean, it's not. He won't hear the boos.
We saw that went for, well, I mean, that's a good point. We won't hear the boos. I thought of Deshaun Kaiser. The last time we played in London, it was Deshaun Kaiser, and he was just awful. But he had the whole start all year, and he was just awful. He was awful in London. He was awful in Cleveland. He was awful just about everywhere.
So I do think Joe has six games, but I think it's absolutely predicated on what's the record. This is the crazy hot scale. Okay. What's the record, and what quality of Joe are you getting on any given week?
I think he's going to look just good enough to be able to hang on to this thing for a little bit. I don't know that the wins and losses will be there. That's why I think we take this thing into the bye. I also, like, if it's me, I want to see the two rookie quarterbacks. Jimmy Haslam wants to see the two rookie quarterbacks too, though. That's the only hang up I would have in saying after the bye, because it just doesn't give these guys enough time to see both of them.
But this is actually kind of where I flip it back to you, is Jimmy might, but there. This is another, the crazy hot scale of what Jimmy wants and what Kevin needs, and specifically Kevin's ability to make sure that he's going to stick here long term, I think really truly does matter. Like that to me is the toughest thing about saying it's wholly predicated on Joe in wins and losses, is there is a part of me that wonders, will Kevin be extra stingy in keeping Joe in there? As much as he might like Dylan Gabriel, but I think he understands what some of the locker room, it's going to be harder to keep this thing on the rails with Dylan Gabriel just for some of those guys in that locker room.
I mean, he might just be waiting on the bat call, though. You know, like, I mean, there's a lot of this season that I wonder is just predicated. We talk about Stefanski, we talk about Barry all the time, but it might just be, when does Jimmy want to see these guys?
216-474-0092. Do you think Dylan Gabriel is ready to start a game and win? Do you think his first start will be? I think the earliest I can see him starting is week 7, because I do think, one, I think they're going to be, I think if they have any chance of being competitive, I think it starts early in the season. And two, I do think that weird push and pull of what Kevin needs, his future in Cleveland, what Jimmy wants, and how good does Joe look and how many wins and losses do you have? Let's go with Cool Ray in Bedford. Cool Ray, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Cool Ray.
It's not very cool, Ray.
That's no.
I think it's like the third time we've had phone issues this week. Am I correct on that?
Is it phone issues or is Cool Ray just shocked we actually went to him?
I think he might be shocked.
Because the man just stays on hold for like 2 hours at a
cool
time.
Cool Ray, call back,
like,
buddy.
I'm sorry, man.
Should we go with Chuck as well just to see?
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Chuck, we're burning through calls here. Chuck, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, we got Chuck there. Hey, welcome to the show. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you think Dylan Gabriel is ready to start a game?
I don't know about starting, but hopefully he can hold his backup job down. I don't know. You know,
all right. Okay.
I was going to ask you guys, what's the difference in practice now with these reps? How do they divide these reps up now to the third string guy?
They don't.
He gets scout team work now.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe will get, I'm assuming, all of the reps. Any reps Joe doesn't get, Dylan will get, and then maybe scout team reps for Shador.
Yeah, so the cool thing with Shador, there's good and a bad part of that, right? Like, obviously, you're not then you're not studying the Browns game plan. You're studying to try to be, like, in week one, you're trying to be Joe Burrow to the best of your ability. It's a cool role if you're, like, not trying to actually be a starter in the NFL and just want to just get paychecks and hang out for a little bit.
And you're not playing within your offense because you're trying to mimic what they're trying to
do. And that's the part that a lot of people look at the scout team and is like, well, that really sets you back because you're not focused on the Browns game plan at all. They make you focus on what the Bengals do best and what the Ravens do best.
I don't know that the Browns are going to be honest about this because I don't know that it helps them to do that. There's still a part of me that wonders, do you cheat the margins a little bit with Joe and maybe come up with some reps during practice throughout the week, at least for Dylan Gabriel? I don't know that they'll do that for Shador because I think they're so out of it. But, all right, maybe it's more of a 75-25 split because Joe is a professional and he doesn't, quote-unquote, need all the reps.
Yeah, typically you get like 85 to 90%. It's a good question because – and the reason why I would say they would be smart to do so is because how many reps does Joe need? But Joe's publicly made the case that he wants these reps. He cares about these reps. And so I would imagine he's just going to steal all them the way that all these quarterbacks end up doing it.
Let's go with Thomas in Shaker Heights. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thomas, what's up, man?
How you guys? Hey, congratulations, JP, by the way. I love to hear that. That's beautiful.
Congratulating him on there? Because people might not know.
I heard 6 weeks ago that from Ken Cartman that he's having a baby.
That's a good joke there. That's a well done.
Yeah, that was good.
Well done.
That was good. My wife, she texted me. She's like, wait, Ken broke the news? And I'm like, I
did not mean to put Ken in that position.
Because she went back and listened to Odyssey Rewind. She got a text from someone she used to work with being like, heard on the radio, congratulations. She's like,
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Went back and listened. Wait, Ken broke the news?
This is always...
I'm like, I know, I'm
real
sorry.
Quick,
I don't
Thomas,
know to
we're going to get to you in a second. This is always how... This is what happens with my big mouth, is I think I'm saying something that is common knowledge. And now your beautiful wife, Elise, who is 8 months pregnant, is going to drive to Streetsboro and track down Ken Carmen.
No, she won't.
I need 100
I throw Ken off
men.
The scent here. Yeah, good job there, JP.
Yeah, that's no, but she won't.
If he ends up in a, you know, if he ends up in a bad situation soon, we're going to know what happened.
Well, it's funny because she's asked me every day for like 6 weeks or so to be like, so when are you guys going to do it on the air? When are you announcing it on the air? And I'm like, well, it'll come up when it comes up. It's not really, you know, it's fine. It'll happen when it happens. And then to find out Ken did it 6 weeks ago, and I had zero clue. That's new.
So, Thomas, do you think Dylan Gabriel's ready to start a game?
I think he's more ready to start a game than Shador Sanders for sure. You know, at the end of the day, you got to look at the fact. I don't think Dylan Gabriel is going to have a better long term career than Shador. But you know, he played in big time college football games. He played in more college football games.
Ah, he was on such a good
one. Games and better competition.
Oh, yep,
can't
Thomas,
do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Man, he was on such a roll too. He had the good, the funny Ken bit.
And the Ken bit
you
was good.
You could tell he had a good. He was choosing Dylan over Shador, which feels like. Am I right to say that's a little bit of a turn for Thomas?
Honestly, I don't remember.
I could have swore Thomas was also very much on Shador, and I will. There is something that does strike me as very, very funny. That we went from like first week, there were people like, Shador's the guy, what are we even doing here?
Mm-hmm.
To then the second week, well, okay, Shador wasn't great, but he was better than Dylan, and Dylan had those two turnovers, and we can't excuse those. To Dylan at a touchdown, what are we even having this conversation for?
Thomas is, he DMs me sometimes after his phone calls. It's kind of like he does like a recap of his phone calls, which is really funny to me. Last one I have is, I think he should play this season, just not week one, maybe week 6 or 7.
Is that Dylan Gabriel?
I'm assuming that's Dylan Gabriel.
All right. Well, we really...
If Thomas's thoughts have not changed,
that's
is
right.
Thomas a flip-flopper? Not that I've never known him
He's
to be.
He's no John Fanta, you know? I might be three-win Wilson.
Ooh. Shots at Fanta.
I'm no flip-flop Fanta.
Ooh. You guys are special.
Mm.
Ooh, Johnny's coming after you.
Had to say it. I actually think one of, and you're not going to want to hear this as a Browns fan, but I think one of the most interesting things is it Dylan's week? Is it Joe's week? And David on Twitter saying, what do you do if Joe is 4-4 going into the bye? Schedule gets easier.
No, if he's 4-4, he keeps the job.
Yeah. Now, I think what's interesting is, all right, 3-5, he probably does. 2-6 becomes really interesting. If we go into the first 8 weeks of the season, and the bye is perfect. Like, for the idea of you want to start a third-round rookie if you didn't only have two rookies, the bye is perfectly placed, middle of the season, smack dab there. The toughest part of the season is over because you kind of get that up front. It would be after the first 8 games of the season. But yeah, I think Joe has to be, or it, maybe you're 4-4, but you've lost the last 4 games.
That's another tough way to do it. But
like
if you start
on a schneid, I do think Joe losing two straight games is a threat to Joe.
But that is possible with Joe to come out of the gate and actually just be on fire, and you win the first 4, and then him come back down to earth. That's definitely in play.
That we should probably say this. This to me, the one thing I can expect is that it's going to be the most up and down herky jerky season for narratives in like Browns history, because this is saying something after last year. We started playoffs and we ended with, are you going to have the number one pick? But I mean, I think if Joe starts fast, you're going to get a lot of people saying the Browns are right. You're all fools. John Fant is going to talk about, I said 8 wins, not 6 wins as a prediction. And that could go in the tank in October.
Yeah.
And then you could get one of the rookies in. There's a nice bit of play. We told you Dylan Gabriel, and then he could hit the tank as well, or vice versa.
Here's what's really nice. And the Browns have got themselves in a good situation that I didn't know was possible about a month ago. No one's going to be saying, I need to see Dylan Gabriel play. And after Shador and what happened in Game 3, there'll be Shador people that want to see him play, but it's not going to be at the same rate that it was after Game 1. Like, they really do have a Joe Flacco runway that I don't know that they previously had.
Yeah, until they lose 2 straight games.
Well, I mean, obviously it's always coming. Like, it's always going to end up getting us to that conversation. If we were on YouTube Live right now, that would not be good for you. That would not be good for me.
I just looked at you.
Oh, come on.
I was listening intently.
After I said what?
I don't remember. Do you think Dylan Gabriel is ready to start a game? We'll ask that of Lance Reisland. Coach Riz in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth, for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.